Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Hey, when is enough enough? I mean, as a GM. Talk about that in a minute. All right, so I watched a really good YouTube video from DM's Lair about pacing. And he talks about what kind of time you use, short time, you know, real time, whatever. And he used an example of a game where the game master had them, the group, for a half an hour just cross a river where he could have talked their way over it. And, you know, and he shows you don't do that. You this is different. This is how you pace your game, which is a good thing. So I was thinking about that and I said, yeah, I've been there where game masters, where they just, okay, they have to role play every little bit of how to do something. And to me, that's a sign of I'm not going to say a bad GM because anybody can get better, but maybe an inexperienced or just somebody who isn't very confident as a GM. And what I'm saying is don't be that way. Let me explain. If somebody spent as a GM a half hour trying to get characters across a river and had to role play every single part of it, now that may be an experience, but to me, I mean, I'm just going from my mind now, from what I'm thinking, because there are a lot of times when that seems to be a stalling tactic. And what it means is you're trying to tell us, you know, between the lines, you didn't prep enough or you didn't make enough stuff. Now, I'm all for winging it, you know, but, you know, there's a time for prep and there's a time for winging it. The prep is before the game. Winging it is during the game. But if you have to wing it all the time, unless you're really good at it and love it, don't do that. Don't do that. Prep enough. Make sure you prep enough. I mean, I would take, you know, if that happened to me and I did that, I would take away, well, I'm just going to have to prep more. You know, I'm trying to learn from these experiences. Some people who GM, they never learn. And the tragic thing about it is a lot of times players won't tell them. They'll just not show up for the game. You know, and, you know, feedback is king. It really is. And that goes both ways. I mean, players should ask, you know, say what's wrong with it if asked, but at the same time, the GM should ask. And they don't ask. They just go, okay, well, in my opinion, what was good and what was bad about this game? And then you try and correct that. But if you can get feedback from the players, that is a little more direct. And you can get a lot better with that. But what I'm saying is, make sure you prepped enough. And what I've gone through, I mean, go listen to one of my earlier episodes, because I've done several ways of how to, you know, do enough prep and things like that. And I've talked about it, you know, how many hours you should prep, how many per hour, blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you, it's not set in stone, but I'm throwing these things out so it will hopefully help you. There are books and books written about this stuff. I can see at least two books on my shelf right now about trying to prep and how to prep and things like that. One of the easiest way to do it is the three-act structure, you know? First act, second act, third act. First act, get them in trouble. Second act, let them get themselves out of trouble. And third act, climax, boom, they got out of trouble. That's how it can go. Somebody kidnapped a prince. You got to go find him. Boom. You're on the quest for the prince. You have to go through this dungeon or some wilderness or something like that and fight all these monsters and find out who did it and why. The third act is confronting the bad guy or whoever's doing it and finding the truth, confronting the bad guy and, you know, defeating him and, you know, denouement. Okay, that's your base right there. And some people will go, okay, that's all I need. I mean, I understand that thinking. I've used that thinking before, especially at conventions. It's the old, it's something George Burns, the comedian George Burns, a long time, he said. He says, got to have a strong beginning in your act and a strong end. You got a strong beginning and a strong end. You don't have to worry about all this dull stuff in between. Okay, but it would be nice if I had time to prepare that. You know, if I have an hour to get ready for a game, you know, they ask me, can you do a game? I'll say, okay, give me an hour. You know, I'm on the clock and I might do a fantastic beginning and a fast ending and not worry about the middle stuff, but I need to know where it's going. You know, how do I get to that ending? Start with the ending and work backwards. That's the best way. That's one of the best ways to do it. But if you take the 3X structure, 1, 2, 3, and you're actually working on it this time. So start taking like first act. Let's break that down into how many scenes do you think? And remember, this is not set in stone because players are going to do what players are going to do. You got to give them free agency. But figure out, okay, 3 scenes. Fine. First act, done. Second act, 3 scenes, NPCs, traps, whatever. Third act, 2 scenes. Big old climax, and then, boom, rewards, accolades, whatever. All right, there's your story. Now start to drill down and make, you know, what are these encounters? Are they fighting encounters? Are they information gathering encounters? What, you know? And so you just, you know, break it down that way. And now I'm going to tell you to drill down. Okay, I'm not trying to contradict myself here, but drilling down is good. But you should only, if you hit oil, back out. Because if you drill down too much, to me, I like to be flexible to see what the players are going to do. So I will say, okay, encounter A, they meet with the king and they figure out how to rescue, he gives you the clues to rescue the prince. So you go out and find your clues yourself. Second scene, you're finding clues. Da-da-da-da-da, talking to NPCs, maybe following up on some clues that the king gave you or something like that. Third scene, okay, fine. We're going to go off, got our shopping done. We are off to see the wizard or whatever, you know, whatever. That's the first act. Okay, you got 3 scenes right there. And what I would do is say, okay, this scene takes place here, this scene takes place here, this scene takes place here. Who are the NPCs in the scene? Okay, the king, obviously, maybe his second in command, or the captain of the guard, or something like that. Second scene, okay. Maybe the captain of the guard gave you some clues on where the prince usually goes because, you know, they watch him at night and they, you know, see him going to and fro. So you follow up with people he associates with or people who've seen them. Maybe 2 NPCs. And they give you enough information to go on the quest. Now they're in the inn getting ready to go. Maybe they talk to the bartender. The innkeeper or something like that. Maybe they've seen something of the prince, and or maybe they just give you a clue. Here's a cloak that he left last time he was here, and maybe there's something on the cloak that you can... I mean, oh, there's a note in the cloak. Okay, such and such. Okay, apparently he's over at Raggy Dungeon. Okay, fine. He's in Raggy Dungeon. Okay, there's your first act right there. And now second and third, go thou and do likewise. And remember, when you're doing it, ratchet it up. In the second act, you should ratchet it up. They should get to the wilderness. They should get to the dungeon. They should get to the cavern and just, you know, just traps, tricks, monsters, you name it, whatever it is. And this is all in the overarching, and there's also an overarching story of, was he really kidnapped? This is stuff you can layer on later. This is the kind of stuff I would layer on at the table. I mean, I would think about it. Maybe come up with one bullet point beforehand. Maybe this could be this. And then I would go with that. You know, it's nothing wrong with having more than one option. So you do that, And now you have something to work with. You can look at, see how many hours that's going to take if you know your group. If you don't know your group, like say you're in a con, you just sort of got to wing it. Okay, I got a 5-hour slot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This, okay, these are going to happen in hour one. These are going to happen in hour two. And like I said, once again, leaving it flexible. Okay? You give the locations, give the NPCs, give them the motivations and the clues they can find, and leave it at that. Because next thing you know, somebody said he likes to go out in the woods. We're going to go out in the forest and see if anybody's seen there. Maybe we'll talk to the rangers out there, so the druids, or you know, the king's beastmaster or whatever. But so yeah, okay, then you just got to sort of reshuffle things, but it gives you enough room to do that. So like I say, prep enough. Okay? I mean, to me, like I said, to me, if they're making you role play more than you think it is and it's getting kind of boring, that's kind of a sign that they don't have enough story to fill the time. You know, it's going to happen, you know. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail over at Spotify for Podcasters. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you. For single donations, you go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Don't think I won't thank you in the next show or beyond. Let me thank these people, though, who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Soares, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you, guys. You're great. Other podcasters, Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, and Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Kinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.